This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A new bill in the state legislature would require the State Board of Education to adopt standards related to Black historical and cultural studies. CPR's Elaine Tassie has more.
House Bill 251149 would create a Black Historical and Cultural Studies Advisory Committee within the State Education Department. They would be tasked with providing standards to the state's school districts, schools, teachers, and administrators, with new curriculum adapted starting in 2028. The legislation builds on a state law from 6 years ago that requires funding for education in public schools that's inclusive of marginalized people. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
A proposal to speed up cell tower construction cleared its first vote in the State House Wednesday. KUNC's Lucas Brady Woods reports.
When a company wants to build a cell tower or other wireless infrastructure, they have to apply for a permit from the local government. Under the bill, that permit would be automatically greenlit if it isn't approved or rejected within 60 days. Bill sponsor Jennifer Bacon says it's about having reliable rules.
We cannot have neighbors who do not know why their cell phone doesn't work or is taking an additional couple of months to get them that service.
The sponsors hope the bill will incentivize cell phone companies to build more infrastructure in Colorado.
Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. One bulldog puppy is back and safe, and one is still missing after thieves got away with two dogs from a pet store in Centennial. One of the thieves allegedly faked a seizure to distract employees while an accomplice grabbed the puppies from a pen and ran out. A woman who bought one of the dogs from a street vendor and later recognized it from news reports returned it to the store. The theft was a big loss for the pet store. The puppies sell for more than $4,000 apiece. This is CPR News, NKRCC.